We're crawling along sand dunes in a three-wheeled cart, and Ray Bierbauer is taking me to Gull Point. It's an area on a spit of land called Presque Isle that juts out into Lake Erie at Erie, Pennsylvania. This area is part of a state park that gets 4 million visitors every year. But here, except for the birds, it's deserted.
A lot of the shorebirds come through here migrating, and they want to leave it alone. It's shut off to the public. Basically, there's just a select few that are allowed out in this area, and we're one of the groups that are allowed.
We're here to pick up some dead birds. A couple of years ago, you might have found dozens of dead birds at a time. Today, only 5 seagulls. Well, parts of them. 2 heads and some rotting carcasses.
We haven't been out here for 2 weeks, so this is not too bad considering before.
If these birds are like hundreds of others tested, they died from botulism poisoning. Researchers are figuring out how the botulism got into the food chain. The theory is that massive beds of zebra mussels and quagga mussels, both invasive species brought into the Great Lakes in ballast water of ocean-going ships, are causing conditions that rob oxygen from the bottom of the lakes. That encourages botulism bacteria to flourish and give off toxins. The mussels aren't hurt by them, but round gobies, another invasive species, eat the mussels. When they get sick, they become easy pickings for the birds. Then the birds get sick. Sometimes Ray Bierbauer and his fellow interns find a bird that's sick but not beyond saving. The state park doesn't have the facilities to help the birds, so they take them to a wild bird rehabilitation center in town.
Come here, little fellas. Come here, little fellas.
The center, called Wild Wings, looks like some of the other two-story houses in this blue-collar neighborhood. But once you're inside, there's no doubt you're in the right place. A man's dropping off 4 tiny wrens from the nest. Their mother stopped coming to feed them, and he figures a cat must have killed her. Wild Wings director, Wendy Campbell, takes them in. She's a whirlwind of activity as she flits from cage to cage. She makes sure birds have water. She gives them some medicine. And now with the tiny wrens here, she makes sure they don't miss feeding time. In the basement, chickens, crows, an owl, and some pigeons are separated by chicken wire walls. She checks on a couple of seagulls in one of the pens. Campbell is helping them recover from botulism poisoning.
What you do is provide them with supportive care. You want to keep the birds out of sunlight because sunlight perpetuates botulism toxin. And by refluiding them because they're usually dehydrated. And a lot of times, too, we can use Phillips mucomycinesia because that binds with botulism toxin and draws it out of their system. And many of the birds recover.
Campbell says after she's sure they're fully recovered, she'll release these gulls back into the wild.
There's no danger of them spreading it because I've asked the Wildlife Health Center to make sure that I could release these birds that had recovered from botulism, that they weren't going to now be carrying it. And he said, absolutely not. It's out of their system.
Wendy Campbell is quick to add, that doesn't mean the gulls can't contract botulism toxin again. Campbell says if this were a natural phenomenon, she'd actually just let nature take its course. But it's not. Humans brought the zebra mussels and quagga mussels that are causing the problem in the Great Lakes.
Over 90% of the time, it's as a result of human activities. We don't believe in interfering with nature. But when they get hurt because they get hit by a car or they get poisoned by lawn care chemicals, that's not nature. And so somebody has to help them. And that's why I do this.
Campbell says the authorities in her area are doing a good job of cleaning up the bird carcasses along the lake beaches. If they're not picked up, flies lay eggs, maggots are infected by botulism, and other birds eat the maggots, causing the botulism problem to spread. Campbell says of the 1,000 birds brought into Wild Wings Center each year, only a handful of them are sick from botulism. That's because most of them die from it before they can be helped. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.